was comparatively new, and there were so few courses, it seemed to me that there was a great future in the field, and that if I took a PhD in the subject, I might eventually acquire a position in Latin American history. In consequence, I went through the collection of books at the University of Wisconsin. The library had a very excellent collection of books relating to archaeology and anthropology of the Americas, and to a lesser extent to the history of the Americas. It occurred to me that the chief way to learn about any history was to prepare bibliographies. So during about 4 years, I spent usually my evenings in the library at the university collecting lists of books and articles relating to Latin America. Eventually, I suppose I collected and put in filing boxes, which I have now at the University of Miami, 20,000 items, all classified in great detail, these I have from time to time found occasion to use. However, they are, of course, now out of date because this work that I was doing at the time was completed about 1923-22 when I got my master's degree and was working for my PhD degree. And working for my PhD degree, I didn't have much time for this kind of bibliography because I was working on the bibliography I needed for my doctoral dissertation. After obtaining my master's degree at the University of Wisconsin, I went to Berkeley, the University of California, with a teaching fellowship grant. There I came under the influence of Dr. Herbert E. Bolton, also Dr. Chapman and Dr. Priestley. All three of these men were very much interested in not only Latin American history, but Latin American bibliography, and each had achieved some reputation in the books they wrote because they were so filled with footnotes and bibliographical references. At that time, it occurred to me that a good history, Latin American history textbook was very much needed, since there was only one that was really available for college students. Consequently, with the encouragement of Dr. Bolton, I began to prepare my development of Hispanic America, as it was called 20 years later when it was finally published. But in this book, I listed in footnotes everything I could find on the particular subject that I was discussing on that page. At the ends of chapters, I also put in extensive bibliographies, and people who used the book as a text later commented on the fact that it was so full of materials for further reference for both undergraduate and graduate students. This book, partly because of its reference material, was finally reprinted in the spring of 1973 by Scarecrow Press, and it was relabeled so that it would prove a guide to the study of Latin America before the Second World War. My first college teaching position was at the University of South Carolina, where I was associate professor of history. There was no opportunity to teach Latin American history except for one semester because Dr. Calcutt, who had studied Latin American history at Columbia University, had gotten to South Carolina a semester before I had and had usurped the teaching of the subject. It occurred to me, though, that since my interests were in Latin America, I should make some attempt to prepare either articles or bibliographies in the field and perhaps attract some attention to myself, which would help me to find a better position elsewhere. Consequently, while I was at University of South Carolina for 6 years, I spent a great deal of time in reviewing books. And I suppose in that period of time I reviewed 400 or 500, which publishers were glad to send to me, and which periodicals were glad to publish. There were not too many books printed about Latin America at that time, and consequently, whenever one appeared, it was important for persons in the field to know about it. Hence my book reviewing, in a sense, paid off, though not, of course, financially. From the University of South Carolina, I went to George Washington University, where I remained from 1930 to 1951. This was an excellent move on my part because I had the resources of the Library of Congress and of the Columbus Memorial Library of the Pan American Union. Immediately, I set out not only to do some scholarly work in regard to Latin America in both of these libraries, but to continue my book reviewing and at the same time to prepare special bibliographies which the Pan American Union published. There were a number of these bibliographies. Some were quite extensive, and I must say that I enjoyed this work immensely. The materials that I, the subjects I wrote about, were chiefly in the diplomatic field, though others were in plain history field relating to Latin America. I also got interested at the time in the Caribbean area, but my interest in inter-American relations has remained with me all the time. As I read and examined current magazines in those days, it seemed to me that there were more and more articles being printed in them. The National Geographic, for example, and the Journal of Geography and other specialized publications were publishing more and more articles about Latin America, and I asked the editors if they would allow me to prepare an index to the Latin American articles they had printed since the first issue of their periodical. This they were glad to have done and to publish after I had completed it. In cooperation with the librarian of the Columbus Memorial Library, Mr. Babcock, and with several other local scholars in Washington and two or three diplomats, we were able to organize and get started the Inter-American Library Bibliographical Association. This was the short name we gave it originally, but later we call it the Inter-American Bibliographical and Library Association. We planned various conferences and various publications. As a matter of fact, we published a series of conferences in which we held in Washington for librarians and bibliographers, where large numbers of relevant papers were read and which attracted considerable attention. In 1918, the Hispanic American Historical Review began to publish, and its editor, Dr. James Alexander Robertson, a good friend of mine, was interested especially in bibliography, and he encouraged me to prepare bibliographies for the Hispanic American Historical Review. This I did, and we arranged to prepare an inter-American publication that would be devoted only to bibliography. I also reviewed an increasing number of books as the years went by for this publication. Some of these books I reviewed were really not excellent or high standard histories or even scholarly histories. Dr. Robertson liked to give me this kind of book so that I might pan it. The result was that I spent considerable time in preparation, especially in research, before I prepared any of these reviews. Shortly afterwards, I became editor of World Affairs, and I remained editor for almost 20 years. This published articles, it was a quarterly, and published articles dealing with all parts of the world, and I was able to increase the number of articles offered on Latin America. At the same time, I started a bibliographical section, which I called Doors to Latin America, and which title is still used for the quarterly publication that we issue now to the Inter-American Bibliographical and Library Association. The American Bibliographical and Library Association has not grown very rapidly, but it has developed steadily and has attracted, I have discovered, worldwide attention. Because no one else would assume the presidency of the association, I have kept it by default for a number of years. Especially before the First World War, the Second World War, and just after, there was considerable correspondence with bibliographers and book dealers in various parts of the world. I found that they would write to me to ask questions about books that we'd published in this country, or they wanted to exchange books with us, books they published and books we published, or they were individuals of some local reputation who wanted to make friends and contacts in the United States. The result was a large correspondence of hundreds of letters, which are now in files at the University of Miami with my personal papers. A number of these letters came not only from individuals, but from governments in various parts of the world, as far away as China and Japan, but quite a number from Central Europe, and quite a number from communist Russia. The Russians especially seemed to feel that we had an organization that they ought to know more about and to have some close relations with. The result was that one or two Russian scholars who came to this country came to see me, especially when I was at the University of Florida, interested in developing archives, collections of secondary materials, and bibliographical materials.